And it's our final segment now on this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking crime and law enforcement and public safety in Calaveras County. We're joined in the studio by Sheriff Rick DiBasilio. Sheriff DiBasilio, any other new equipment of note that the Sheriff's Office has recently received?
Well, you know, I made a deal with the Board of Supervisors here a few years back, because between 2008 and 2013, because of the downfall of the economy, we did not buy any patrol vehicles. So they now let me buy 4 new patrol vehicles every year. So we've picked up, you know, every year we pick up 4. We just did our budget, so we picked up 4. And then the U.S. government, the military, actually has a program called DRMO. And the local sheriff's offices and or police municipalities can pick up used military equipment for their use for free. And we are a Type 2 bomb team. We cover Amador, Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Alpine counties. Well, we were able to step ourselves up to being a Type 1 bomb team because we picked up it's a trailer that contains, it has a cylinder on it that will contain up to 10 pounds of explosives for transporting to dispose of in a safe way, or if need be, it could actually be disposed of within that cylinder or that unit. It's about a $250,000 piece of equipment that the government just gave to us. So it had some minor repairs that need to be done to it. We were able to get those repairs done. So that was a huge, huge asset to our bomb team. So that was probably our biggest piece of equipment they were able to obtain this year.
And you say that'll go to neighboring counties as well to help out?
Yeah. Again, our bomb team covers Amador, Tuolumne, Calaveras, and Alpine County. So there's a bomb call in any of those. And we may be in a Type 1 team. We may be able to expand out and help other agencies also.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned earlier that Calaveras is one of the lowest in the state of California when it comes to crime. Have you seen many high-profile crimes lately in the county, whether it be, you know, murders and that type of thing?
Well, we did have one of our deputies got ambushed. It's been quite a few months back. He actually got shot in the arm, was able to pull the person that he was talking to safety after he got shot. So there was that one. The suspect in that was pronounced dead on the scene. He was shot by deputies. And this is a subject who should have never been out of prison. He had some years to do, then he should have stayed there. Would have alleviated the whole problem. Other murders, we did have a neighbor-on-neighbor dispute that went sideways, and one neighbor shot the other neighbor. And then shortly after that, we had a couple of folks that lived in a homeless encampment. That one, I guess they got into an altercation and one shot the other one. So those are our high profile cases. Knock on wood, we don't have too many more of those. They're unusual. I will say that in all 3 of the cases. We typically don't see that type of crime in this county. But other than that, we've been, again, doing pretty darn good.
Tuolumne County has several homeless encampments. I've had people ask me in the past, does Calaveras County have much of a homeless population?
Well, what's a homeless population amount that makes it a problem? One person being homeless is a problem because people shouldn't be homeless. There are avenues out there that they can look into to not be homeless and to get assistance. A lot of these folks that are homeless choose to be homeless. As far as in Calaveras County, our numbers are very low. I would say that in our whole county of almost 50,000 people, we might have 30 technically that are homeless living on the streets in the whole county. I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there that couch surf. But our homeless population is considerably lower than most other areas. Again, we don't have a lot of the amenities that homeless people look for.
I also want to ask you about the budget. The county supervisors earlier passed a preliminary budget, final budget coming in September, I believe. Is there any changes coming this year for the sheriff's office?
I was able to pick up 3 positions. I was able to pick up a new sergeant's position for my jail. which was very much needed. I picked up another deputy for patrol. And as I spoke earlier, I was able to pick up another deputy for my marijuana enforcement team. So they've been very generous to the sheriff's office. It's very greatly appreciated. And it's for the safety of the community. So it's they've done good, and we're moving on forward.
What can you tell us about your volunteer unit and what they've been busy with here lately?
You know what? They're a phenomenal group. The COVID kind of shut them down. I know that Arnold had a 4th of July parade. They assisted in that. I know Murphy's or the Ironstone concert. The Ironstone concert series is going to be starting up here pretty quick. I think they have 6 of those going this year, and our volunteers will be out there for that. I think we're at 29 volunteers right now. We just had a gentleman re-retire, I guess, as volunteers do, and he moved over to Nevada. But they're a phenomenal group of people. They give nothing but their time to our community. They're working all kinds of events. They work fair, even though we had a roundup. They were out there working that, so they're great. People that go on vacation, I've said this in past interviews, if you go on vacation and you want someone to check your home, call the sheriff's office. They have a form you can fill out. It's called a vacation check, and the volunteers will go by and check on your vacation or your home while you're on vacation. Or if you have a vacation rental and you want it checked on, please let us know. They love to do that, and words can't express how grateful I am for what they do for our sheriff's department.
Are you still accepting volunteers?
Absolutely. You can get online and file an application. Where it says position, put in sheriff's volunteer. We're always taking sheriff's volunteer applications, and we're always looking for more people to help. Absolutely.
Do you have to have any certain skills or background to be a volunteer?
No, we have everything from being out on patrol, driving around a patrol car, to helping the women at the front counter, answering phones at the sheriff's office. There is an array of things that our volunteers do.
Well, anything else that we haven't asked about in these final few minutes as we wrap up Motherload Views?
No, I think that summertime is here. We talked about a little bit about the fires and the boating safety. I think people really need to pay attention to what's going on out there. Stay safe and have a fantastic summer.
When winter comes, how does it differ from law enforcement from the summer to the winter?
It gets colder. We wear longer sleeves. We have snow on the ground, and that's a huge issue. And there's snow plowing and just, you know, parking. And again, it's just a different aspect of being safe. Instead of driving on the roads fast during the summertime, people want to drive on the roads faster in the wintertime. And people need to slow down when there's snow on the ground and when there's rain on the ground. You know, we're coming off of I'll call it a hot, long summer. And once it starts raining, those roads are going to be slick with oil. I know that we've had, I'm not the CHP by any means, but the CHP has said we've had way too many traffic collisions and deaths on our highways in not only our county, but in Tuolumne County alike this past year. People just driving too darn fast. They need to slow down.
From a law enforcement perspective in an agency, is it difficult to cover an entire area like Calaveras County with so many different communities and different topographies and elevations?
Difficult, no. It's time consuming just because it's a large area. We have 1,100 square miles that we have to cover. So it's not difficult. It's just time consuming, and we're limited as to how many people we have on the streets at one time. That's our biggest issue. If we could get more people on the streets, we can cover more ground. So, and the board is helping me do that.
If anybody has any questions that they have for the sheriff's office, what's the best way to go about doing that?
Depending on the question. If they have general questions, they call 754-6500. If they have public information officer questions, they can contact Lieutenant Greg Stark. Again, call 754-6500 and it's asked for the PIO or Lieutenant Stark. And he loves to answer questions.
Well, Sheriff DiBasilio, we covered a lot of ground on this weekend's Motherload Views. We appreciate you coming in today and getting us up to speed on everything public safety and law enforcement in Calaveras County.
I appreciate it, BJ. Very enjoyable to be able to speak to you and to let the public know what's going on in our community. Thank you.
Again, we thank Sheriff Rick DiBasilio for being our guest this weekend. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.